and I think that situation kind of maybe got a little blown out of proportion. But, you know, like I say, we're focusing on Cincinnati. Vince can't help us this week. All we can do is help him. We can probably help him by going out, playing good football, and getting a win.
You talked about dealing with that. Is that something
you can have? Everyone does that. You know, I played with Donovan McNabb at quarterback, Steve McNair at quarterback, and, you know, when you're the leader of the team, when you play at that position, you probably take it more on your shoulders than anyone else. So I wouldn't say that that's something that you know, should affect him. I'm sure he did it at Texas. You know, I played with Donovan at Syracuse, and, you know, he would kind of get down. So I'm sure that, you know, that's just things quarterbacks go through. You know, they probably wear red shirts for a reason. They're a little more sensitive than any other position on the field. So, you know, when you're young, you make that decision to play quarterback, and you got to take everything that comes with it. And, you know, that's what Vince Young is. He's a quarterback, and everything that comes with it, he'll take the good and the bad. And, you know, it's being his third year, you know, I'm sure he has a lot on his plate like we all do. But I know he'll rebound and we'll be all right. So that's why I'm saying, you know, that situation will take care of itself, and we'll help him as a team and teammates. But we have to move on. We're more concerned with Cincinnati than the well-being of Vince. As far as I'm concerned, Vince is fine, you know, and, you know, after speaking to him, I know he's fine. So
did he apologize to you? Did he need to apologize to you?
I don't think. What does he need to apologize for? He got hurt in the game. He had to come out and then carry one in. So I don't think there's any apologies, you know, needed. If he feels later down the line he wants to address us as a team, we're all ears. You know, ever since he's been here, you know what I mean? He's been on our side. We've been on his side. So, you know, it's nothing. There have been way more bigger distractions with this organization the last two years. So this definitely won't be one of them. I think it's real big. You know, if we can go out there and start off 2-0, that's good. That gives us momentum, you know, coming back home the following week. You know, this is a big test. We know Cincinnati, they didn't probably play the game that they wanted to play last week. And, you know, I don't think I helped the cause by, you know, giving Chad a shout out. But, you know, we're taking all comers. You know, we're very excited about this season. We feel we can compete with anybody in this league. And, you know, people pick this team, that team, and the other to do this, that, and everything. So we feel like we can be one of those teams. So, you know, why not?
Hey, Chad said to you hello, by the way, and he also said he's going to bust you in the mouth.
I know he did. That's my guy, man. You know, one thing about Chad Johnson, man, he's a great sportsman. He's a great football player as well. So I know whether he's hurt or 100%, he's always going to bring his A game. So, you know, we're looking forward to it.
Did anybody say anything to you about maybe you might have helped him out a little bit with the outro cinco? Did you get reminded
of him? No, not at all. I just know CJ, man. You know, he's a great sportsman, you know, great entertainer. And, you know, I did see that game, and he definitely didn't look like himself. And I'm a Chad Johnson fan, so, you know, we want him at his best. You know, as good as he can play with his shoulder, we want him at his best. So, you know, I throw a little bit of gas on the fire, maybe wake him up a little bit.
If you were going to change your last name legally, what would you change it to?
That's a great question. I think I would change. Wow, I don't know. You're putting me on the spot. I don't know.
No Trace.
Nah, that's not original enough. I really don't know. I would have to. That's a good question. You got me. I'm stumped for once. I have no response.
Keith, defensively, how did you guys start the season off, and you know, how much better do you think this unit can get?
We started the season off at a very high level, and I think we can get better because there is room for corrections, as we saw when we watched the film. You know, I think as, you know, we start game planning more opponents, different opponents, I think we'll do a good job of taking away what they want to do. That's kind of what we did against Jacksonville, is try to neutralize what they want to do and make them beat us another way. So if we can continue like that, I think it would be great.
Is it just a matter of trying to live up to the standard you guys want to have this year?
Yeah. I think it's everybody being accountable. Everybody knows we want to be the best defense out there. So everyone, when we go out to practice, they work on their craft. So when we come together as a unit on Sundays, that the total package is there. You know, no one wants to be the weak link, and that's why everyone has been working so hard this past off season, last year, and carry it on through this season.